the problem with the current government is that it's been so unfair, and I don't think the country in Donegal can afford another 5 years of them. And really what they are looking for Fianna Fáil to do is actually to put forward a fair approach and to put forward a policy platform which is deliverable and which we are absolutely committed to. And I think that's what we did at the Ardèche, and that's what we need to do during the general election. And when you look back at the local elections and the performance of the party there, I think there's a very realistic opportunity for the party to do well in this election.
But given that Fianna Fáil is still on 19% in the most recent polls, does that not suggest that the best Fianna Fáil could hope for would be to be the minority party in a government that would seem to go against everything that Micheál Martin is saying?
No, certainly not. And I think if you looked at it before the local elections, Fianna Fáil were behind in the polls at that stage, yet we actually did come out as the largest party after the local elections, and that was what we must be striving to do. I think people will actually look at Fianna Fáil, and I would be very hopeful that we'll get strong support, and it will be my objective and the objective of the party nationally to fight to be the largest party after the next election.
Two seats in Donegal, do you believe that's firmly possible?
I think it's a challenge, but I think it's very doable, and I know the party organisation is very up for it, and it's going to take us working together and putting in a big effort to achieve it. I'll be standing in my record over my first term of the last 4.5 years, and I've been working along with Patrick Hope Gallagher to try and ensure that we secure two seats for the party.